Hello, listeners. This is Annette Estrada, your host with Mini Manifestors, Small Talk, Big Minds. So a couple of changes. The first change is we are airing every other week now because our Mini Manifestors are back in school, and this is kind of a new phase for them because they've been in the virtual learning mode for a while and they're getting back into the physical classroom, so they need a break and they're getting acclimated to being on site. So Annette, me, will be hosting every other week, and so you'll notice that in the podcast description of our every other week posting. So thank you for joining, and this actually gives us a good amount of space to catch up on manifestation updates. And I got a lot going on. It's been a journey. Number one, with loving myself, because I don't know if you've tuned into the other episodes, but I've gone through so many changes this past year. And so it's a journey to, loving myself even more and kind of looking forward to the future, not even kind of, but all the way looking forward to the future and just kind of meandering through this journey with regard to what is my future and, what legacy do I want to leave behind for myself and my kids. And so part of my 10-year goal was, getting straight with my financial situation. So I've been repairing my credit, looking at ways to, earn income on the side, and part of that is looking at property. And so I've been on my journey to collaborating with some loan advisors and getting some good tips, and getting started basically on this whole process. So now I'm looking for property and I have the support of my family, and it's been really exciting. So that's definitely a huge manifestation update, because I mean, if you asked me about a year ago if I ever wanted to get into property owning, I mean, definitely an idea, but I don't know. Things are different now. I've changed. And so we're getting into it, and my investments are looking more clear because I've connected with a financial advisor. So I've been connecting with advisor after advisor for all sorts of different things with my money, and I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling happy, and I'm making sure to spread the knowledge and the wealth with my own children to create that generational wealth, which is something that I wasn't taught when I was a kid, And so, sometimes it's so easy to pick up the messages around you with regard to wealth and how we don't have enough, or, oh, that's too expensive, or what have you. But, the messages I want to send to my future generation, my future lineage, basically, is that, there is an abundance of prosperity, and there's an abundance of whatever it is that you want to have. So these updates are a pure example of that. And so that's with the financial situation. I'm doing well. I'm back in the classroom, which is another big blessing, and another huge desire is just to, keep chugging away and serving my students and my own children the best that I can. So there's definitely habits that I'm cutting out, habits and people that I'm cutting out, just to make room for the good energy that I can create within. And so that's a really big deal too, because I feel like in the past I've put up with different people who probably, who had different energy and alignment, that probably wasn't healthy for me. And so it really wasn't healthy for me. And that's another big change. That's another manifestation. Just, being good with the energy and the love that I am creating. And it's such a big blessing to be in this space to recognize that. And lastly, continuing actually with mini manifestors, it's been a journey, and I have been getting messages, I feel like, about continuing on my journey with mini manifestors and, you know, feeling with my heart. So I am every day, you know, there's a reminder to, feel things out with my heart and my intuition. And it definitely is a practice, especially when, you know, personally, because of all the changes that I've gone through, with regard to relationships and, creative desires, there definitely is, kind of like a, sometimes it gets shut off, you know, the feel for passion and all that good stuff. So I'm getting back into that and thinking about how that looks like for me here and now. And so, that one's a journey because, I want to make sure that I can feel all the way, you know, what feels right, what doesn't feel right, and be okay with that process, because it's an important one. It's something, supporting families and youth and having that in my life is important, and I really want to make sure to live from my heart with that type of work. So it is a journey, and I know I'm going to get there if I don't give up. So that is, that's definitely a big one, because I don't know, maybe several months ago, I probably wouldn't have been able to identify that, you know, I had to feel more with my heart energy. And so I'm grateful for even having the acknowledgement for something big like this. And yeah, I mean, and that's the big piece. One of the big pieces to manifestation is the feeling of it all. You can visualize whatever you desire, all you want. And, you know, if you're not feeling it on the inside, then there's a blockage. And so, you know, making your own way to connecting with that heart energy to uncover those blockages really does help the manifestation journey. And so that's it. It's a manifestation update, and it's short and it's sweet, but and there's lots to report on. And I will see you, or actually see the data, which is you, in a couple weeks. And I hope that my manifestation journey encourages and inspires you to think about what you need to cut out or what you need to do more of. And you can always visit the website at www.minimanifestors.com to see what's all going on, because I'm also starting to work on creating courses online for reasonable prices too. For anyone who interfaces with kids and anyone who just wants to have a life that just works for them. So those updates will definitely come along, and I'm definitely going to drop some gems when it is time. And that's it. So thank you for tuning in, friends, fellow humanitarians, and I will see you soon.